Shivaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Welcome to the Kirtan online course, part 8. I can't believe that we have been together already for 8 sessions. And I do hope that going through these sessions has opened something new for you, something that was closed but is now more accessible, and that is the Kirtan space inside, the sacred space inside that was can be opened through the chanting in Kirtan. Kirtan has been going on since ages, and spiritual seekers have come to the banks of the Ganga, have entered the Himalayan mountains in order to sing sacred hymns that would transport them to that place of peace and sacredness inside of them. Kirtan has made a journey from the east to the west. Now also in the west, these mantras and hymns are chanted. This is very good. But we have to pay attention that whenever we transplant something like a mantra, for instance, into another soil, another ground, we bring with it the culture that can nurture it. Otherwise, we may not have the complete experience. Let me give you an example. Yoga. Yoga is a path with classical 8 steps that leads to self-realization, and that's the purpose of doing yoga. Stilling the mind and finding inside the mind the self, the supreme self. Now, when yoga has been transplanted into the West, often the culture has not been taken along, and then yoga is seen simply as an exercise to receive physical fitness and maybe something to calm the mind. But the major portion, all the treasures which yoga has to give us have been taken away or lost. So in Kirtan, we don't just want to take it as an exercise to sing, to find your voice, to do group music together. That has been going on already in the West, very well, in fact. No, we want to take the entire culture of Kirtan and want to experience the unique gifts. That is, first and foremost, I would say, a higher connection with reality, a higher connection with divinity, and let us say, and achieving vastness in our consciousness, in finding in the expanded consciousness the self and God. Kirtan can do all this for us. It is not just a nice music therapy or things like that. No. These mantras have been also called as chintamanis. A chintamani is a touchstone. In old times, there were these touchstones which you could touch to ordinary metal, and ding, the metal would turn into gold. Or you could, yes, you could take ordinary iron, even lead, bring it in contact with the touchstone and transform it into something valuable. So Kirtan, in its first aspect, is something that has tremendous potency inside to bring about transformation and change. There's an old traditional saying in this, which I have written down for you. It says, just as the gentle rays of the moon touch and open the tender petals of the lotus, may the power of chanting Om touch and open my heart. Yes, these mantras are touchstones which can affect something wonderful in us. And I want to now request all of you to make an experience of this. I request you to sit tall, as you have done so many times now. Take a deep breath and exhale. And as you breathe in and out, relax and let go. I think many of us, at least in the European time zone, have had a busy day. There's so many impressions the day has left, which manifest as a certain tuning of our mind. Let us now let all these impressions be, let the day be, and in that way, let it gently slip away. Deep in and out breathing. On the next inhale, when it is completed, let us chant Om. Perhaps you have also felt, yes, it is extremely clearing. It does open the heart. It has a certain energy that starts to vibrate. I once heard when you have, dirt in a cloth, you can wash it. But if you have dust and very complex electrical equipment, the best is you bring these parts, like for instance, for the things you have in recording devices, you bring it in a liquid and you put some vibration in the liquid, a sound, that it resonates. And then it will go to all the crevices, all the small parts, and take the dust and whatever contaminates the thing out of it. So in the same way, the vibrations of sacred sound can go into the finer parts, the deeper parts of us, and vibrate and resonate there and take whatever is burdensome out. This was the first effect. It opens our heart to vastness. The second effect is it brings us into a higher contact. Yes, it makes a very direct connection with divinity, with the God who's pervading everything. And this is really nicely expressed in the mantra which we have sung so many times on this Kirtan session, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my respectful obeisances, or I offer my respects to the one, Bhagavan, who is known as Vasudev, the all-pervading divine presence. Vasudev means all-pervading. I find this mantra so suitable to be sung because it is so universal in its expression. It's free from doctrinal and dogma, which burdens it. It addresses the all-existing divine presence, which pervades it, which is there all around us, and is present in our heart, and is waiting that we make relationship so that it can talk and guide us. I request you now that we sing this Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I suggest we start again with the Om and then go from the Om into this beautiful kirtan. Let us breathe in.
Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. When doing chanting, I always like to think of one experience. To be very precise, it's not that while I chant I think of it. While I chant, I let the vibration of the sacred sound do everything. But something comes to mind about this manifesting a divine reality that I saw when I attended one of these ancient rituals in India. You need a sacrificial fire for this. Well, there were beautiful hymns are chanted and there's worship going on, puja. And to invoke the fire or bring the fire there, you don't use a fire lighter or matchstick, but two special logs of wood are rubbed together, and then due to the friction, the fire manifests itself. There is an ancient text about this saying that just like fire manifests when you rub two fire sticks together, in the same way the all-pervading divine presence becomes manifest in chanting. No? By using fire-generating sticks, the text says, fire-generating sticks, great saints and sages can bring forward the fire that lies dormant within the wood. In the same way, those who are expert in understanding the Supreme Being can see you through the chanting of Vedic mantras. A beautiful text from the Bhagavad Purana. I still remember when I saw these brahmanas using the fire sticks, and then the fire came and immediately brought this nice yagya, or sacrificial fire, to burn. I was very impressed, and then the priest afterwards told me, see, when you chant the mantras properly, just in the same way as fire came, the Lord is appearing in the heart. And I like this, because this is the real potency of the mantras. As you chant them repeatedly, again and again and again, there is an appearance of divinity. You immediately feel it. Yes, the holy has been touched. There is even a text about this, where Krishna speaks to the saint Narada about this effect of kirtan. He says, it's so difficult to find me in the spiritual planets, or for yogis to find me in the heart of hearts. It's very difficult. But where my people come and chant, there, O Narada, I appear. Beautiful. As we have said many times in these sessions, when you enter a kirtan, where you hope that there is some realization coming in your heart, some divine presence is happening, you might block it when you expect it. When you go there with a fixed mindset, expecting that something just must happen now. No, with this mood, you can only recall what is already in your mind. But if you let go and open, oh, then you will actually be surprised about these things, these divine realizations, this divine insights, this divine darshan, they say in India, that all of a sudden is happening. I know this because I'm often called to kirtan events, and I have to sing right after I come from the airport, and my mind is still fighting with the time zones, and I have to sit down and chant, and then I do know, if I now focus and become so much expectant, then nothing will happen. But if I just let go and open my consciousness, then I make place for the divine to manifest. So I would like to now chant with you one of my favorite chants. You will have to be a little attentive, because it's simple, but we couldn't bring all the words on this broadcast in Instagram. So the song is three words in the first line, Jai Radhe and Shri, which is are arranged in this way. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. So it's only Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, twice. Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Let's try that. Jai second line, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, twice. Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Everybody, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna. I'd have to read the words from my lips, but it's very simple. Let's just sing this chant, this kirtan, and the kirtan will show you what to sing. Okay? Oh, Jai Radhe Ne. Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe. Everybody please, Jai Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Jai Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna. So just do this very beautiful kirtan in a very mindful way, where you bring the mind away from the brain and its many neuro functions and bring it down into the heart, where you can feel and experience the spiritual reality. And let us all sing now. Jai Krishna. Excellent. If we would have more time, we should give us the permission to let this vibrate or resonate a little more. As Rumi said so beautifully, you have been walking the ocean's edge, bringing your garments up to net to not get wet, but dive a little bit deeper and yet deeper. So yes, in Kirtan we can go unlimitedly deep, and when we come out we are very blissful and very joyful. I would now like to answer a request which has been sent to me at the end of last week. There was a question: can you recommend something to go deeper? It is, how can we continue? How can we move on? There are, first of all, three things which are necessary to move on. You need an orientation, let us say, some understanding of philosophy. It's good to have people. Then, most important, your own practice. For the Kirtan philosophy, I recommend two things you could do, something that helps to orient you. That is The Birth of Kirtan, a book by a good friend of mine, Rancho Prime. You can Google it. Or there is also a daily broad podcast on Facebook. It's called Wisdom of the Sages. It's a really nice. There are two people who are reflecting about the wisdom texts, but in a very nice and I would say almost, not really entertaining. How do you say? It's just deeply inspiring, and it's nice to see. As far as people, I would inspire you to download good kirtans from a place called Radhadish Mellows. Once a year in January, very talented kirtan singers come live together and sing there, and there are recordings of all the years. Really, they have both musical skill, these kirtans, but also devotional depths. I will put on this Instagram the YouTube com channel where you can get it. It will appear on the Instagram after this or during this. And then the most important is your own personal practice of kirtan. See, by practice you make all these amazing realizations. So sing at home, visit kirtan events, deepen your kirtan knowledge by visiting a course. I can recommend one kirtan course. It is held in this in Belgium, and I will put it also on Instagram so you can follow it up on the net and find out about it, how to register it, and or how to go about it. Also, there is another type. I want to start something on June the 30th. It's another 8 weeks online course where we will learn the essential philosophy of bhakti, how to practice bhakti, how to live bhakti in this world, and many more insights coming from the very rich bhakti tradition. Sikirtan is part of this bhakti tradition, and therefore, as I said in the beginning, when you learn the whole culture, the part will become more empowered, it will become more sense, and you will understand it more completely. So now it's time to say see you very soon. I was very grateful to give this kirtan course, and I had a lot of opportunity to sing. I would like two people to just come, Gokrishna Madhusudan, that the people can just see you. This is Gokrishna. He played the harmonium on all these lines, and this is Madhusudan. He's a fantastic cook, but he plays also the mridanga drum, and I thought you should see everyone. Good. And yes, there will be many more things which I will do. For instance, kirtan twice in a month it will come. The Ekadasi kirtan. Ekadasi is a special constellation. When you do spiritual practice there, anything, it is empowered by the stars. But even more, it has divine empowerment. So watch the Instagram. We will announce that separately. For now, I wish you all the best. And I want to say something. What my teachers have always said when we had when we finished one teaching session, they said, Kalyanho, may only the best things happen on your path. So in the same way as the teacher said to me, may only the best things happen, I say to you, Kalyanho, and hope to see you very soon again.